History buffs and conspiracy theorists are among those eagerly checking the National Archives website today. It's supposed to be releasing the last of its files on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Those records are believed to be in the thousands. They've been kept classified ever since Kennedy's murder in Dallas almost 55 years ago. Joining us now is NPR's Brian Naylor. And Brian, why haven't the records been released yet?
Well, Robert, we don't really know for sure. As you say, today was the deadline set back in by Congress back in 1992 when it gave the archives the responsibility of collecting all of the various government reports and files about the assassination. The speculation is that as many of the remaining files are thought to be from the FBI and CIA, that leaders of either or both of those agencies are fighting to keep at least some of the record secret.
And why would the FBI and the CIA want to keep these records secret now after so many years?
Right, that's an excellent question. I spoke with Barbara Perry, who is director of the University of Virginia's Miller Center, which studies the presidency, and she believes in part it's because the agencies had been watching Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who shot Kennedy, and that there may still be some secrets that the agencies don't want revealed, even after all these years. Here's what Perry said.
We think there will be documents that indicate that he was on the radar screen of the CIA and the FBI, that they did trace him to Mexico City and this visit that he made in the months leading up to the assassination with the Soviets and with the Cubans. We just don't know to what extent these documents will reveal what was going on in those trips to Mexico City or after.
And so it could be that the agencies are arguing there are still some sources that are too sensitive to reveal, or maybe it's embarrassment that they knew about Oswald, they knew he was a Soviet defector, mm-hmm. and they didn't do enough to stop him.
Let's say they do object to their release, to the release of the documents. Do the FBI and the CIA have the authority to stop the release?
Well, so it's up to the president by law. And interestingly, President Trump has twice tweeted about the planned release. Yesterday, on his way to Dallas, of all places, where he appeared at a fundraiser, he tweeted the long-anticipated release of the JFK files will take place tomorrow, and he added, so interesting. But it's possible the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, made the case to Trump to delay or withhold some of the documents. The Washington Post reported a National Security Council official said the agencies were urging Trump to block some of the release.
I mentioned conspiracy theorists a moment ago. There are lots of conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination. Do you think these documents are going to put those theories to rest?
Yeah, probably not. There have been conspiracies ever since the findings of the Warren Commission the year after Kennedy's death that Oswald was the lone gunman. Some have claimed that the Soviet Union or Cuba or organized crime were involved. And it was the conspiracy-rich movie JFK in 1991 that actually prompted Congress to act to order the documents released. President Trump himself, during last year's campaign, accused the father of Republican Senator Ted Cruz of associating with Oswald, citing a cover in the National Enquirer. Barbara Perry says it's part of it's because it's been hard for people to accept that Kennedy was killed by someone that his biographer Robert Dallek called so inconsequential.
He did inspire people, and to be taken at such a youthful age, leaving behind a beautiful wife and two beguiling children, was just more than the country could bear to contemplate at the time. And I think that's what's made this raw feeling so open to conspiracy theories.
Now, members of Congress are urging the government to release all of the remaining documents and are sponsoring legislation requiring just that. Of course, that's what we thought was going to happen today.
That's right. NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, thanks.
You're welcome.